Welcome to Film Forum's podcast. The following event was recorded on September 2nd, 2008, live at our theaters located at 209 Westhausen Street in Manhattan.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Adam Walker with the Premieres Program here at Film Forum. Thank you all for coming out for the closing night of Richard Serra, Thinking on Your Feet. We're very lucky tonight to have MoMA's Jane Panetta here to introduce the film. Jane is currently a curatorial assistant in the Department of Painting and Sculpture at MoMA, where she worked with Kenniston McShine on the 2007 exhibition, Richard and Serra, Sculpture 40 Years, which incidentally we have the companion book to at concession. In addition, she has worked on the exhibition Edvard Munch, The Modern Life of the Soul, and is currently working on a forthcoming show in the painter James Ensor, which will open at MoMA in summer of 2009. Please help me welcome Jane Panetta.
Thank you, Adam. Good evening, and welcome to Richard Serra, Thinking on Your Feet. This film, made by Maria Anna Tapenier and without any involvement from the artists, provides an in-depth look at a particular moment in the long and highly productive career of American sculptor Richard Serra, who was born in San Francisco in 1939, and whose career as a sculptor and draftsman has spanned more than 40 years. Beginning in 2006, I had the opportunity to work closely with Richard Serra on his 40-year sculpture retrospective held at the Museum of Modern Art here in New York, an opportunity that afforded me the chance to see this prolific artist fully engaged, particularly with his large-scale steel sculpture. Much like what you will see in the film tonight, Serra was tirelessly hardworking and extremely involved on all levels, both in the creation and later installation of his work. For nearly 8 weeks last year before the exhibition at MoMA opened, the artist was at the museum daily, systematically supervising the installation and placement of his sculpture, working intimately with a team of specialized master riggers who he has worked with for two generations. After nearly a two-month installation involving an eight-story crane, and that's my layman's estimate of how tall the crane is, a lengthy and uniquely ambitious process by any museum standards, MoMA presented one of the most monumental exhibitions of sculpture in its history. Tonight's film takes an in-depth look at Serra as he prepared for a specific show that opened in Spain at the Guggenheim Museum Bilbao in 2005, a commissioned exhibition entitled A Matter of Time, currently still on view if you find yourself in Bilbao. The exhibition features the installation of eight large-scale steel sculptures, works he individually refers to as torqued or twisted ellipses and torque spirals. The film presents the artist's process from start to finish, exploring Serra's use of small-scale models, his close work with the steel fabrication company Picon in Siegen, Germany, a company typically involved with shipbuilding and airplane construction, and finally, the highly choreographed placement and installation of the sculptures with master rigger Ernst Fuchs. In discussing the work from Bilbao that you'll see in the film, the artist summarized the focus of his art making at this time as the, quote, experience of living through the pieces, and explained that the work is, quote, predicated on walking and looking. Tavernier's adroit eye allows us to, often silently, begin to appreciate this viewing phenomenon, a spatial experience of utmost importance to the artist. For Serra, this is the work. In addition, the film touches on the long and constantly evolving career of Serra and reminds the viewer that this is an artist who has been working consistently since the mid-1960s, beginning, however, on a much smaller scale and with different materials. Early on, you'll see that Serra was preoccupied with materials such as lead, rubber, and neon, and over time grew increasingly ambitious while building on existing ideas and interests, particularly with the assistance and support of certain gallery owners, one of which you'll meet in the film. Serra moved from lead to steel and ultimately to large-scale works like those included in the show at Bilbao, sculptures comprised of multiple plates weighing several tons. After watching the film, I was reminded of an interview by Serra done in conjunction with the exhibition at MoMA last year, where he recalled the impact of fellow artist Andy Warhol's groundbreaking introduction of commercial silk screening into the art world, making the argument that the definition of art expands when a new process is forced to interact with the existing practice of art making. Like Warhol, Serra has brought the heavy-duty procedures of steel making and steel rigging, what Sarah refers to as industrial practices, literally into the museum, in a unique way, and has established a connection with the creation of art that arguably did not exist before. Just as Warhol's introduction of a commercial process encouraged the acceptance of new ideas, a new vocabulary even, into the very definition of art, Sarah's visionary and large-scale sculptures and installations have encouraged a new experience of sculpture, one no longer based on standing before a gallery wall or pedestal, but one based on an experience whereby the many feet of unfolding curved steel, for example, forces us to understand our changing perception by walking and looking and ultimately thinking on our feet. I hope you enjoy the film.
Thank you for listening to Film Forum's podcast. Visit us online at filmforum.org, where you can learn more about our films, memberships, subscribe to our free weekly e-newsletter, and to find out the ways you can support our nonprofit cinema. And if you have the time, please visit our iTunes page and leave a rating and review of our podcasts. Copyright to this program belongs to The Moving Image Incorporated.